Good morning, SS1 students. You are welcome once again to today's teaching on e-learning. Today, we are going to learn English language, and the topic of today is reading to identify the writer's mood, tone, and purpose, and the relationship between purpose and tone. But before we go into reading, we'll first of all find out the meaning of mood, tone, and purpose. What is mood? What is tone? And what is purpose? Mood is a temporary state of mind or feeling. It is the author's or poet's state of mind as at the time of writing. An author will create mood through language. He does not tell the reader what to think. Rather, he utilized the elements of writing to create a particular and specific feelings for the reader. Mood is derived from setting, tone, and diction. A mood could be joyous, could be happy, excited, could be defiance. By defiance, I mean open disobedience, challenging or opposition. It could also be pathos. By pathos, I mean a quality that evokes pity or sadness. The mood could be depressed. Depressed mood means what? Sad or unhappy. It could also be sullen. Sullen means silent and bad-tempered. It could be angry, and so on. A writer can feel any of this while writing his text. In terms of language use, the mood of the author at the time of writing tends to influence his choice of language. If, for instance, the writer is depressed, he tends to use harsh and bitter words. But when the writer is happy or excited, the reverse becomes the case. Let's look at tone. Tone is the attitude of the writer towards the subject or an object, that is his word, his work, or the way an author expresses his attitude through his writing or speech. The tone can be formal or informal. A tone can be serious. It can be comic. It can be sarcastic, sad, cheerful, could also be joyful, threatening, and so on. Or it may be any other existing attitudes. Your tone in writing will be reflective of your mood as you are writing or reading. My purpose is the reason for which something is done, created, existed, made, used, and so on. An intended or desired result. The aim of an author for writing a particular text, that is the purpose. Why an author wrote a particular text. What he wants to achieve from it, that is his purpose. Now, let us look at the relationship between purpose, tone, and meaning. The relationship between purpose, tone, and meaning is that purpose is the aim or goal for writing a passage. Tone is the manner in which those words are expressed, while the meaning is all the information contained in the passage. Now, let us look at the description of how mood can affect tone. How can mood affect tone? In terms of language use, the mood of an author at the time of writing tends to influence the choice of language. If, for instance, the writer is depressed, he tends to use harsh and bitter words. But when the writer is happy or excited, his mood, the reverse becomes the case. His tone will be what? Interesting and appealing. This means that the mood of a writer affects his tone of language. If you are happy, if you are sad, you will not be happy while speaking. You will use a harsh voice while speaking. But when you are happy, which means you are in a happy mood, you will use what? Appealing tone to speak to people. Your tone will be what? Interesting to hear. That's the difference between mood and tone. They are related somehow, because it's the moon that brings out the tone that we use in speaking. How can we now identify mood and tone from a given passage? Mood and tone can be identified from a passage by looking at the word setting. You look at the setting, where it is being written, the geographical environment of the place, and so on, the weather and so on. You look at the characters, the people that are involved in that particular passage. Look at the details, that is the information written by the author. And you also look at the word choices. The word choices is the diction, the words that the author uses in his writing, the words that he uses to express himself, that is the word choices. Identification of the author's mood and tone helps the reader to find the meaning of the passage. When you identify the mood of the author while writing and his tone, it will help you to know the meaning of the passage, what that passage is all about. And also, it will also help you to feel more connected to the writer. From the passage that I asked you to read, let us look at the tone of the author, his mood, and his purpose. The purpose of the author for writing the passage is to let the readers know that no matter the obstacles we face in life, we should not relent effort. We should put our trust in the Lord, for with God all things are possible. And there is always light at the end of a tunnel. This passage is telling us that we should not relent effort. No matter the circumstances, no matter what we see face in life, that we should put our trust in the Lord. Because there is always light at the end of the tunnel. Look at that boy, the little boy that lost his father. When he lost his father, he felt that all hope is lost. But a woman came and helped him. This is the work of God. That's what the writer tries to put across to us, that we should not relent effort. That we should forge ahead and look unto the Lord, because he's the author and the finisher of our faith, that he's able to do everything. Now, let us look at the mood of the author. The author was in a bad mood. He hated the way he was treated by his father's siblings when his father died. His education would have ended if not for one woman that helped him. While narrating his ordeal to his people, he used sad tone. He wasn't happy. He used sad tone to express his grievances over his son's behavior towards him. From the passage, we read that when his father died, his aunts collected all the things that belonged to his father, leaving nothing to him and his mother. And they were suffering. He was unable to pay his school fees, and he was sent out from school. So when he was narrating to his people, telling them his ordeal, he wasn't in a good mood. His mood was bad. And he also used a sad tone to narrate his ordeal. Thank you for listening. We will meet again in our next class. Remember that time is the greatest enemy of man. Time waits for nobody. Be sages. make best use of this opportunity. There is an adage that says, as you make your bed, so you will lie on it. A word is enough for the wise. See you, same time, same place. Stay safe.